Gangsta boogie, 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 gangsta boogie.
In a crowd with some wines and a pint down, shawty got me high too high. I be standing on a beach in some white ones. Can't control, I think I'm too fly.
Guys, I actually don't even know what to say. It's been like 3 months since I've been back in this lovely station with these lovely managers, Jared and Michael. Oh my God, whoever's listening, I love you so much. You know how happy I am to finally be back. Let me explain. It's been a while. I was from 4 to 5, so I'm an hour after this. But some other people wanted it, and shout out to Bonnie and Clyde because they wanted to get the 4 to 5 slot. And no man like me, I'm just figuring my schedule out. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And yeah, I'm a procrastinator, so I never actually ended up making a consistent time. Except until this week, your boy Jared hooked me up with 3 to 4 Fridays. So I'm back to accompany you again. Yay! Yay, it's your favorite. Just kidding. Or am I? Anyways, it's been a while. Like I said, I actually transferred to another school, U of W. And that's kind of how, like, all that got complicated. I don't know why I'm talking so much. Bro, the show before this was Reem with Digital Planets. Shout out to Reem. She explained to her show how we're both coworkers. And that's true. And, like, when she's on the job with me, it's time goes by so much faster. Because, like, we talk about, like, you know, our mutual interests and stuff like that. And she put me on. She told me, like, Blood Orange had a song in Euphoria, Uncle Ace. And I didn't even know that. And also, the first time I met her, she's wearing a Tyler, the Creator Flower Boy hoodie. I thought that was wavy. And then she just, like, inspires me to check out the local scene. Because we're always hating on, like, our own little, like, city, Winnipeg. Because she's been to Vancouver. I've been to Vancouver and saw Jhené Aiko and Don Toliver, respectively. And she just put me on, like, you know, enjoying the local scene more. Because, you know, I don't where she does. So now I kind of got to catch up and, you know, re-up on the local scene. But regardless, as I said, I went to Vancouver and I bought these AirPod Maxes like the day before my flight. And you know, your boy had to, you know, check out how these expensive headphones really hold up. So I had to choose a nice, wonderful, sexy playlist to like really test it. And I won't lie, I'm as cheap as they come, but I did not regret it. It's not even English. I do not regret balling out on some AirPod Maxes. And I'm going to play you the songs that I played to test them out. UMFM 101.5, I'm so happy to be back, and I hope you're happy to be alive, because I am right now. Nonetheless, enough talk, let's get straight into it. I'm gonna start off with this song called Jesus and the... It's called Just Like Honey, and it's by Jesus and the Mary Chain. Yes, I said Mary Chain, not Mary Jane. And it was featured in Lost in Translation. It's a wonderful movie, y'all should check it out. I said I was gonna stop talking, but I lied. No, I'm not gonna lie anymore. Here you go.
We'll be right back. that peeking in my window? You should let some more skin show. And if one of these websites get the info, we could work it out, no Nintendo. I just hit alt, tab, switching in between two convos. I should just call cabs and bring them both here to the condo. Yeah, normally it ain't a question. We would cross paths like an intersection. But she just too far away for affection. So I pray that we never lose a connection. Cause I remember Stacy, she probably hate me. She used to threaten she had a man to replace me. She talked that shit, I just hit the escape key. And then she get mad and wanna go and erase me. And I remember Amy, she used to aim me. She stayed up late and used to blame me. She say I'm too wild, she wanna tame me. I told her even Photoshop couldn't change me. But you got me open, girl, why lie? We ain't even trying to settle, so why try? End of night with a kiss and a bye-bye. No strings attached, your love is so
I
Wi-Fi.
Love you, girl, the way you bring your light into this room. I love it, girl, the way your legs light up when they're in them shoes. Look after you apply the gloss. I love you, girl, girl. You look right in the screen and take it all. My digital girl, 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 girl. She's my digital girl.
Cut off your face and cover up the tattoo by the waist. Let the MC search till I reach third base. And when I get home, I'ma hit home plate. Wait, could this be considered our first date? Yay, the picture just looks so trash. Your body make a baller spend cook coke cash. Plus, every good girl wanna go bad and Playboy mags like Stacey Dash or Kim Kardashian be a lady at it. You know what's the crazy thing? Some girls that make you wait longer than AC Green. Passion of the Christ, 33-0 version. That's disrespectful, baby, don't encourage them. I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Persian. Dashiki, kimono, or turban. They say I dress right, but my swag so urban. Trying my luck, I hit her with the text, said, baby, you up? Question mark. And she respond, yes, S-S-I-R. Hard.
Yo, those two songs that your boy just played, Just Like Honey and Digital Girl Remix, I had to test out, like, how the drums and, like, the high frequencies really hit on the AirPods Max, and they do not disappoint. They do not disappoint. I'm gonna, like, meat ride these headphones until I die. They really hit. My apologies for like that. The former song, Jesus and the Mary Chains, Just Like Honey, kind of like pissed you off if you listen to speakers. I know it's like the drums kind of like the dang, it really gets to you. But it's fire though. It's fire. You can't even lie. And yeah, those weren't the only two songs I played. I also kind of popped in that house disco, like Daft Punk kind of scene. I don't know what genre that is other than house and like disco and like French house and stuff like that. I'm gonna play you those songs just because regardless of how bougie and sick your headphones are, they're definitely worth the listen. So you're now gonna listen to Don't Ya by The Internet, and here you go.
Thank you.
before I carry on with any more music, I just want to say, if you happen to work at Angus Reed, shout out to you. You're really cool, especially if you happen to be the manager of UMFM or if you're the lead singer of the Comeback Kids. Regardless, if you worked at Angus Reed, you're cool nonetheless. So thank you for your service. We really appreciate it. Surveys are essential, and we need that information. You know what I mean? Especially as a communications major. I would know how important that is, okay? Stop playing with that. Anyways, let's carry on. I'm still on that whole, like, meat ride chain of the AirPods Max. And what I played was kind of like the whole house, not really house, but that little 2-4 clap pattern along with, like, the high snares and blah, 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 blah. But don't get me wrong. Like, Vancouver has a street called Robson Street. And along with their Moby bikes and just that beautiful bridge from, like, downtown to, like, wherever, like, Neptune Records is. Yes, I literally don't even know the area. But I know that Nardwuar goes to Neptune Records. And that's why it's more important. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is, like, Vancouver has such a nice scenic view, obviously. And I had my nice headphones to accompany with that. And I really want to test it out. And unfortunately, I didn't have anyone to be like, yo, Sabir, here's this, like, melancholy, introspective music so you can test your AirPods Max. I had to figure that out myself. But because of how generous I am, I'm going to hook you guys up and play some nice songs that you should test your headphones out with if you're staring at the ceiling at like 3 a.m. or if you just want some good music, you know what I mean? Because that's what UMFM is all about, especially the person who had their show at 2 to 3. Shout out to Reem. Like, go stuff. I think she's the first person to play like Playboi Carti at UMFM, at least from what I know, and at least in recent times. That's so lit. And also, they played Baby Keem's Orange Soda at the Don Toliver concert, when they're getting his stuff ready. That's arbitrary. But anyways, you know what's not arbitrary? Good music, you know? So, I'm going to play a couple of songs that I think are really worth digging deep into. They consist of Mac Miller, King Krule, and White Poppy. Shout out to Michael for recommending me White Poppy. I bought the vinyl for him in Vancouver, and I brought it over. And I would have never heard about them if it wasn't for Michael. So yeah, I'm about to play these nice, beautiful, melodic, introspective, insert cool adjective of songs. So yeah, this is now So It Goes with Mac Miller. And I will soon be playing some King Krule along with White Poppy. Enjoy.
Have the world in the palm of your hands, you still might drop it. And everybody wanna reach inside your pockets. I tell them, red light, stop it. Shit, that give me more headaches than alcoholics. There was nothing in my wallet, just a lot of dreaming. I build a crib on top of the promised land, we'll call it even. I bring more flavor than all the seasons. Winter, spring, summer, fall, the grass is always greener till I cut it off. Please lead me to my studies. I give you no applause. My hands been counting money, and it's hard to be the boss, but somebody gotta do it.
Make it so exhausting.
Often with the bullshit, and baby, I've been through it. Enough for the both of us, so come over later, and we won't let no one close to us. We could be posted up. Yeah. Okay, well, you could have the world in the palm of your hands, you still might drop it. And everybody wanna reach inside your pocket, so it goes. It's like in every conversation we the topic. This narcissism more like narcotics, so it goes. Well, everybody gather round. I'm still standing, sit down.
So goes.
This is a special delivery. Coming to you live with the endless artillery. Always down to rap. My eyes on the enterprise. Nine lives, never die. Fuck a heaven, I'm still getting high. Never mind. Did I mention I'm fine? Cause her pussy getting wetter when the weather dry. Clementine peeling off and everyone get left behind. I'm only 5'7", except I'm feeling like I'm 7'5". Damn it, cross planets, interstellar, Neverland. Not a Jackson, packed with action, so what's happening, my man? No relaxing, kicking back, just ain't exactly in the plan. I can't get no satisfaction, goddamn. They saying I've been gone too long. I could just tell them fuck you, but that come on too strong. My God, it go on and on. Just like a circle, I go back where I'm from. Will everybody gather round? Still standing, sit down.
I just want to say, before I interrupt you, even though I already did, So It Goes, like the way Max says it, So It Goes, so it's trying to, it's supposed to sound like circles. I don't want to sound stupid and say it on the air, but if you say it to your head, like, kind of like those tongue twisters, so it goes, oh my God, what the hell? If you say it like that, it's trying to, it's supposed to sound like circles, and that was Mac Miller's posthumous release of his album, and they're both thematically, like, similar. And actually, he teased at Camp Flogna. He's going to drop Balloonerism, which he recorded between Watching Movies with the Sound Off and Faces, if I'm not mistaken. And it's dropping January or February of next... No, I don't even say next year. In like 2 months. So yeah, man. Shout out to Mac Miller. Rest in peace. Such a great musician. My bad for interrupting you. I'm going to go play this amazing song. It's called Apathy by White Poppy. Enjoy.
I'm not afraid to die. You know I tried so hard. My feelings just can't discard the way in which I fell into your heart. It was never what I once knew. Lately my skull was kept dividing lines, deep set and paved. Two paths to wonderful, to depart and several desires to pursue. And the soul chokes to cause the tide, to enforce divide. This old erosion is moved inside. I score my soul, my cry. Reach slow motion to coin the mind. See, here I trace my steps to where my senses left and brain had turned my sense too much. This slowly seeping straight through the crust. Now let these stains of gunk slip down to where my head once sunk and drowned. Just to wait for a while to see my body has merged to the deep cruel sea. But my soul flows adrift for the smiles, the storylines. The soul's broken down borderlines to cause the tide to enforce the bind.
Thank you.
That was some banger house slash, actually, no, I lied. I wasn't even playing house. My memory is so bad. I'm sorry, guys. I was playing like that introspective music, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Speaking of, I played White Poppy and their song Apathy. I had bought their vinyl in a record store in Vancouver, British Columbia. I believe it's called Beat Records or Zulu Records. I can't remember. But it was Michael or Jade who recommended them to me. And I brought it over, and I've been listening to myself. And I gotta say, like, I am unaware of a lot of good music. And I assume, like, I was thinking, like, I probably haven't heard the best song that I've ever listened to, subjectively, obviously, in my life yet. And I'm not sure if you relate to. And I think that's, like, it's a shower thought that I want you to ponder on. If you've watched, like, your favorite movie in your, like, all time yet, or, like, your favorite song of all time yet. You know what I mean? Like, you never really ask those, like, yourself that. For me, I don't think I've seen my favorite movie yet or my favorite song. Although I think I definitely have some that would be in my top 10, especially since, like, nostalgia adds kind of a factor. You know what I mean? Like, you can make, like, a mid piece, but, like, nostalgia makes it good. You know what I mean? But anyways, yeah, I'm really bad with time management. I wanted to play three more songs. But since I'm bad with time management, I'm going to leave it off a nice little Aphex Twin song. What I was going to go into the next segment was, like, amazing study songs, and apparently video game soundtracks are actually, like, the move as far as studying, which I found to be true. And I was going to play some stuff off Silent Hill and Persona, but because I'm trash at time management, I'm not. And instead, I'm going to play Aphex Twin. This song is called Number 19. If you look it up on YouTube, the whole comment section is, like, a digital collective diary of people going through stuff, both good and bad. And I think you should check it out. It is, yo, I just lied. This song's 10 minutes. I take that back. I'm going to play this song called Heartbreak by Shihoko Hirata. I don't even know if I said that right, but that's a common thing here. And yeah, I saw Persona 5, and it's a nice little song. I wouldn't say it helps with studying, though, because it's too groovy and it gets me up. But that whole playlist is really nice. So you should check it out. It's been your boy. I'm so happy to be back. Holy, bro. I miss this place. The view outside is so wonderful. There's people behind me in, like, the degrees studying, and here I am doing nothing. Just kidding. Your boy's on air, being somewhat productive with my life. You know how it goes. I love you guys so much. Please take care of yourselves. I want to see you next week. Hope you tune in. Shout out to Reem for the shout out. Next up is Bonnie and Clyde. I hope you guys enjoy. This is a nice little Friday segment. Let's go. Anyways, enjoy. Take care. I love you. Bye-bye.
Looking so different, learning street. for all information on campus. If you've got questions about the university or AMSU, the AMSU Service Center is the spot to get all the information you seek. We've got the 411 on university-related materials, referrals, and directions to the office location and more. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of AMSU University Center or at our Benetine location in the Baudry Atrium, which is open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you've got questions, we've got answers. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
Connection to our community matters. Local radio is the link. When you tune in wherever you are, you're part of a conversation that makes us all stronger. But local stations aren't getting the support they deserve from the government. Your support is vital. We're asking you to support the Community Radio Initiative. Write the government. Tell them how important this station is. MyCRI.ca is the place to get all the information so we can work together to make a difference. MyCRI.ca. How important is this station to you? Local radio, by and for your community, news and information that matters to you. You won't find anything like it anywhere else. Now we need you. We need your voice to support the Community Radio Initiative. You see, radio has been there for you in those important moments, and now we need your voice. You can join the fight for the future of community radio at mycri.ca, because local voices are what shapes our community.
Here at UMFM, we like to think that we do a pretty darn good job at giving people what they want to hear. But the only way of really knowing is by hearing it from you, the listeners. We're looking for feedback, whether it be good, bad, or just random comments on the radio station. Don't just tell your friends about how you could do a better job. Make a difference and play a part in making your campus and community station a more enjoyable listening experience. Email feedback at umfm.com and let your thoughts be heard.